We turn to the fiscal cliff talks. House Speaker John Boehner says there is no progress to report.
It's time for the president, if he's serious, to come back to us with a counteroffer.
Paul Brandis, White House correspondent for West Wing Reports, tells WTOP's Del Walters and me the two sides seem to still be on separate tracks.
The president has been doing an awful lot of PR, if you will, on this issue. He had the Twitter town hall. He went to see that Virginia family yesterday. He's been speaking to businessmen, that kind of thing. Everybody, in fact, but the lawmakers with whom he needs to make a deal. I mean, we all know that this is going to come down to the president and Boehner sitting down and hammering this out. The problem for Boehner, though, as much as he talks about Obama not reaching him halfway, Boehner is going to have a real problem selling this to his constituents in the House. It's unclear whether he'll be able to even deliver the votes if there is a deal, particularly if Boehner were to cave. He says he won't, but if he were to cave and somehow go along with what Obama is demanding, higher tax rates for this 2%, it's really unclear whether Boehner can actually sell that to the GOP caucus.
We've been following the fiscal cliff sort of like the same way we follow the Redskins. Now there are polls that say that if the nation falls over the fiscal cliff, the Republicans will bear the blame. You've been here before and seen these negotiations happen. If you were a betting man, what would you say the odds are that we will fall over the fiscal cliff?
Well, the polls, by the way, certainly show that more Americans would blame Republicans than Obama if we were to go over the cliff. I think that's what you call leverage. If you're in the White House, they understand that if we were to go over the cliff, then most folks would blame the Republicans. And I think that Obama knows that and is using that to squeeze the Republicans for everything that he can. That being said, during the campaign, the president said that he did not want to go over the cliff. And now they say that they're willing to do it if necessary, just so they can get this higher tax rate for the 2%. I mean, Tim Geithner, the Treasury Secretary, said, absolutely, we're willing to go over the cliff. So that is a reversal from what they said a couple of weeks ago. I mean, who knows what's going to happen? I mean, these things, as we all know, tend to go down to the bottom of the ninth, and maybe something will happen. The House has said, Eric Cantor said the other day, that they will stay in session through the holidays if necessary to get a deal. The president is still on track, at least he was today, to go to Hawaii just before Christmas. So we'll see him in these high-stakes game of chicken, as you know, go down to the very last minute here. Who knows what's going to happen?
Paul, you're actually arguing that the economy already went over the cliff. That was 6 years ago, back in 06, and we're still climbing out. Now, are we in danger of falling back in? And how much progress have we really made?
Well, we did fall off the cliff, and when housing collapsed in 2006, it really set in motion the much broader collapse. The financial system nearly brought the entire economy down in 2008. So this talk about, oh my gosh, are we going to fall off the cliff? We've already fallen off the cliff. I mean, in November of 2008, for example, 4 years ago, the economy lost 597,000 jobs. If that's not falling off the cliff, then I don't know what is. So we have been to that dark abyss before. We are on the verge of falling off perhaps a different kind of cliff. And now, if Congress and the White House can't come to terms on tax hikes and the deficit, who knows what's going to happen here? But we've fallen off the cliff before, and we're still trying to climb out. By the way, we have not climbed out. And today's unemployment report, by the way, has direct connection to the cliff. There are 12 million folks who are unemployed in this country. For a lot of them, their unemployment benefits will run out at the end of the month. It would cost about $40 billion to keep those benefits extended into the new year. But if we go over the cliff, forget it, that money is not going to be spent. And that's tough luck for a lot of those folks for whom these unemployment benefits are literally their very last lifeline.
Paul, who fears the fiscal cliff the most? The Democrats fearing the loss of social programs, or are the Republicans fearing the loss of cuts in defense programs?
Well, I think it's all of the above. I mean, there's no question that the defense budget, by the way, has already been cut fairly significantly over the past year or so. And these cuts that are going to be made in conjunction with the winding down of these wars, defense contractors, particularly here in the Washington area, are already bracing for the worst. So they think that it's going to be a tsunami of cuts for them. But that being said, the Democrats have an equal fear, I think, about trimming entitlements, which are, of course, associated perhaps more with them. But at the end of the day, everybody knows that these entitlements, particularly Medicare and Medicaid, are the big enchiladas when it comes to a long-term growth of the deficit. So I think ultimately some kind of a deal here will involve what we saw with Simpson-Bowles, a raising of eligibility ages, a means testing for the wealthy, that kind of thing. But absolutely both sides have more than enough to fear here.
That's Paul Brandes, White House correspondent for West Wing Reports. He was on Skype. Follow Paul on Twitter at West Wing Report, and do follow us as well at WTOP.